Today is now the 32nd Sunday in ordinary time, and the closer we get to the end of the present liturgical year, only two more weeks, the more the Lord begins to ask of us. Today, he is asking for our everything. Last week, he asked that we love him with all our minds, with all our hearts, with all our strength, and that we love our neighbor as we love ourselves. If we think about it, if we think about the times we have loved in the past, we would agree that to love, is also to spend oneself in a way. When we love, we are like a candle that is consumed by its own flame. When one loves truly and deeply, one gives everything and does not withhold anything from the one we love. And parents here especially would agree with this, for they truly consume themselves so that their children may be well because they love their children. So when the Lord asks that we love him with all our minds, with all our hearts, and with all our strength, what he is asking is that we give it all when it comes to loving him and to loving our neighbor. And that is why today he places a poor widow before us who, out of love for God, gave her entire livelihood to the temple, the house of God. So when it comes to love, there are no calculations. Well, I will be good to this person only insofar as he or she is good to me. Or, well, if I care about this person, this other person will get upset, and so I should not care as much. The Lord is asking us today to give up all calculations, preoccupations and hesitations, and that we simply love him at all times and with all that we are, and that we love our neighbor at all times and with all that we are. The hesitation when it comes to giving it all for the sake of love might be, and what am I going to be left with? Well, if we spend all that we are for love of God and for love of others, then it will be time for us to trust that God will provide. Yes, we might be left with nothing, but then we will be gaining everything because God will be the one providing and given us of his riches. He asks all of this from us, and at the same time, he offers us the example to follow. If we look at the crucifix, we will see that Christ not only gave up certain aspects of his life to love us, but that he gave up his life, his very breath. He loved to the end, till his very last breath, so that we could be saved and have life. He kept nothing to himself, but rather gave it all. And then the Father came to his aid and rose him up from the dead, gave him life, made him glorious, and placed him above every other name. God provides. What I am preaching today, I am telling myself as well. God means it when he asks that we love him with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our strength, that we love our neighbors as we love ourselves. God is asking for our everything. And yes, Christianity is demanding, because love is demanding. And at the end, the Christian is faced with two choices: all or nothing. The poor widow chose all. Christ, of course, chose all. What will our choice be? In the Eucharist, God continues spending himself for our well-being. He continues becoming bread to nourish us with all that he is. He keeps nothing to himself, but rather loves with all that he is and gives us all that he has, his very self in the form of bread. As we receive the Lord in communion, may we learn to do the same, to become bread so that others may be fed, to give all that we are in praising God and serving our neighbor.